stranger into a dark room.
I think there was a PSA on the internet for this back when the internet was a thing.
And as you say that, and as you followed her into this room, believing that she really wants to help, the door behind you vanishes.
Oh no.
She's like, sorry, but there's no fixing this. This is the way things should be, and it's better this way. And how happy they will be when I deliver you to them.
Curse you and your sudden but expected betrayal.
How is this better?
You haven't agreed with her. You've told them no, and if you had accepted, you'd feel the power I feel now. You wouldn't feel so powerless. Sad, but I think they'll still accept if you say yes.
Oh, I will never say that.
I don't think we're powerless at all.
You hear the screech. They're coming. I'll leave you, Bean. I think they'll want some alone time with you. You hear the sound of a door shutting as she leaves. What do? You are in a dark room.
I immediately feel around for another door.
Alright. Give me that roll, and it will be 7d6 to see if you can find another door. Plus your hope die.
Yeah. Oh. I'll add in my hope die.
Still a success, so hooray.
That is true. Still a success.
All right, and I get to roll to see if I get to narrate. Okay, what the heck, Google Dice Roller? I have so many dice and you give me no sixes. I mean, I do get another dice, but as you are searching around trying to find a door or a way out, what happens?
In about the same area that Jackie left, I do find a seam to a door.
Jesse,
what did I say?
Jackie.
I wrote Jackie.
That was my bad. I did accidentally give them similar names.
Jesse. All my notes. I'll say it's Jesse before, and then I write Jackie the one time, and it messes my whole brain up. Man, I find the spot in roughly the same area that Jesse vanished through another door, and I find a door handle, and I pull it open.
Well, give me another roll to see what's beyond the doorway. It is an uncertain outcome.
I know.
We are now at 66, and we still have seven candles left. This game takes a while.
Isn't it still technically seven because of my hope dice?
Well, yeah, it's the dice pool is down to six, but you still have your one.
Yeah.
Because hope.
Oh, I've got two ones in that, but I got two sixes.
You did. Now the moment of truth. I need a new dice roller. So, what happens? What's on the other side of the door?
I succeed and there is nothing there. It just leads outside. Guys, let's bolt back.
Where are you going?
So, we should see if there's something we can find in this room that could help us. At the very least.
Quick, because they are on their way.
And they're hungry.
I think I got a search program around here from the last time I downloaded something. Looking.
We are now at 4d6 for this round. That dice pool does not last long the longer you go.
Notice.
Can you choose to embrace your brink in this moment? It might be a bit of a stretch, but I don't know if it would actually apply now that I think about it.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure it would work that way either.
Yeah. Do you have an idea?
Yeah, I've got a spell that should summon just a little bit of light using a little bit of energy from Seymour. So we can actually maybe look around and see if we can find something.
That's not embracing your brink, though.
No, that isn't.
Yeah, the roll is failed. Yeah.
Oop.
There's a reason it's tragic horror, not survival.
Oh,
as
enough.
Our fourth candle goes out.
Oh no.
And the world is dark. We have six truths this time.
First truth is, I call that my little plant Seymour, and it's not just a nickname. It actually does behave like Seymour in emergency.
There is a chance the Tech Pixies could get the door back to Oberon open, and maybe they can actually trick him into fighting them, and at the very least, it's something bigger and angrier than them, or than the Tech Pixies, so it's the Godzilla versus Mothra theory.
Solid theory. Probably a very bad idea, but I mean, it's something.
It's the Tech Pixie Survival 101.
Put in doubt, sick, not actually our dad after him.
Angel got a lot of her fearlessness from late 90s, early 2000s hero TV shows and whatnot, and she'll occasionally break out in a lot of quotes from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She's obsessed with Buffy.
Can't go wrong there.
I understood that reference!
Love that show. Jackie left a message on her phone. Which you do have.
Oh.
Whether it's still in one piece or whether someone's fidgeted it apart is a different question, but there is a message on her phone.
I finally noticed that the little blinking light at the top of the phone is actually blinking. You know, oh, hey, wait, there's a voicemail in here? Oh, I didn't actually think anybody used voicemail anymore. Hey, old wiggly thing, voicemail.
Wait, we got two more truths.
Oh,
yeah, we got
sorry.
Two more truths.
Yeah.
You could have your truth be that you notice it. Oh, I know, we skipped Aiden, never mind.
There may be a secret to undoing everything, and it may lie with Bodrate, but there are consequences. He knows what I'm talking about.
Also, I think it would pain you, Dustin, to see just how many different ways I have spelled that character's name. I'm like, I've even seen it, I still do not spell it correctly. So, what's the last truth for this round?
The light on the phone is blinking.
And the world is dark.
Still alive!
I'm shocked too!
So, the two of you have stepped outside, but Kavanar stayed inside to look around to see if he could find anything. You hear this shrieking noise, and Kavanar, you feel as the ground beneath you starts to lower down. You still have time to make it out of there, but the trap is being sprung and you have very quick time to react, otherwise you're trapped. You're stuck. And the rest of you see this and you hear the screeching is getting louder. You can't see them yet, they can't see you, but they're getting close.
Dude, run!
What do you do?
I try to manipulate the trap into failing.
Roll me that 66. And don't forget your hope die. Because you were inspired by the murder buzz.
Oh, balls.
Oh, no.
Do you have anything left to burn?
We have two traits, right?
Yeah.
Nope, done.
Can you embrace your brink? Does your brink apply in this situation?
If Wiggly eats it, I may not be able to get my hands on another murder buzz.
Wait, what is your brink?
Not getting more murder buzz.
Your brink is supposed to be like what you do when you're pushed to the edge. What someone saw you.
I messaged you with that.
Oh!
That's a comforting reaction.
Oh no.
You can embrace it, can't you?
This is pure graveyard tapes nonsense.
Describe what happens. Because as you start to try and manipulate their reality, you feel that spell starting to fail, and what do?
Again, I would like to compliment Aiden for coming up with something just pure me-level bullshit. As I realize the spell isn't going to work, I immediately take out just the Android phone and start punching in code into the phone, and knowing that maybe I can rewind time 5 minutes earlier to stop what's about to happen. However, I failed this magnificently in the past because grim dark version of Bodrid had stopped myself. However, I figure that if I summon him into the situation, 2-1, he's going to break whatever's going on anyways, just so I don't get myself and subsequently him killed.
All right. Reroll your dice pool.
So if I eat it this time, me and future me are both dead. 66, right?
Plus the hope die. You don't lose your hope die unless you fail this roll.
Ooh. Ooh, nice!
So, describe what happens.
Originally, it looks to be that time is starting to wind backwards around, again, and I'm well aware Bodrid is getting this name wrong, Calamari. But doing this angers future grimdark version of Bodrid, who then appears and complete in a horribly grimdark cosplay version of himself, where he's even given himself, yes, prop muscles, appears, dismantles the trap, goes over to current Bodrid, starts giving him grief for trying to break the time-space continuum to rewind a simple putty trap. Oh, so you mean he just would have been slowed down? Yes! Oh. My bad! It was! And he immediately takes out the same little Android phone, uses it to go back to his current timeline.
Which is the future timeline of this timeline.
Yep.
Not the other timeline.
Nope. Oh, but before he does disappear, he goes, you know, there is that restore from backup option that you've got. Maybe you should try that, because that version could be more useful than you.
Right.
Okay, I'm just going to say that I did not come up with the grimdark version of Bodrid. That was just something Dustin added in after the original DM. So, like, whatever.
That fits.
It's like writing an episode of the Graveyard Tapes. How about this? How about this ending?
All right, so you have successfully saved your friend.
Weekly!
From having to be left behind to be eaten by them. Or worse.
I missed you, Weekly.
What are you all going to do now? Because they're still coming.
Uh-oh.
Do we want to go back to Sanctuary, or are we going to go find some place to hide and look at this little message on the phone?
I don't think anyone else has noticed it before, but I feel like it would fit for you to be the one to notice that, oh, hey, there's a message on the phone. Maybe you saw it when Bodrid pulled it out to cast a spell.
Yeah, probably.
Bodrid had no idea what the blinky light was about.
So, find secret place to hide?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good with finding place to hide.
I'm good with not becoming food.
All right. Who's going to go find that hiding place?
I've heard I'm probably low in calories.
I'm also good with kicking Jesse's ass if we track her down.
Let's reformat her into a wall.
I wish I could kick Jesse's ass.
Bodrid actually provides the beatboxing for, well, Calamari singing
this.
So I'm guessing Angel's leading the charge.
You can eat them!
We're gonna kick
them. Are you just gonna run off and leave them? That is an option.
No. Not gonna do that. I emulate my hero, Riza. So, no. As much as she would love to, she won't be able to beat this thing alone.
So, let's roll to see if you can find a place to hide.
Who's rolling? Am I rolling?
I think you were, because everyone else is derping around.
Yeah.
Being loud. So you have 66 plus your hope die.
Yep. That's pretty good. I got 2 sixes.
There isn't a success.
Alright, let's find a place, guys.
Okay.
So, what happens? You get to narrate.
We book it down the alley, somehow find my bike still there. I shove Bodrate into the little carrier bag on the side, and just we book it down an alley again, as far away from there as we can possibly get, and just like loop around a bunch before just finding an old abandoned warehouse on the outskirts of downtown. It used to hold some little market where you could find some like really good like meats and stuff. But yeah, no, we get there, park in like the darkest corner and get our way through, because it was just an old glass door and it's been long broken.
You are safe for now. What do you do?
I think the angry cat lady said we should check the phone.
Check the voicemail.
Oh, yeah, that thing. It's so retro. Who would use voicemail? You can always just send somebody a message saying to call them. But if you leave a voicemail and say to call them, they have to have to actually listen to the voicemail to say that they called them.
Enough! Hey! Check the voicemail. We are running low on time.
Oh, okay. I'll check the voicemail.
So you check the voicemail and you hear Jackie's voice saying, "If you're hearing this, that means I failed. I was trying to get to something that I believe can be used to undo this. An item that has magic that I believe if we take it to the crossing, that place that keeps showing up, I swear, I know that place and I don't know why. But there's something that if you take it there, you can find the book I've been dreaming of. And you can rewrite what happened that night. The night that the Janus coin was stolen. Just, if you're hearing this, you need to get to Valentine's apartment. Get there now, you'll know it when you see it. I'm afraid I don't have much time," and then it just cuts off.
So we need to get to Valentine's apartment to get the magical MacGuffin. Then we take it to the Neon Crossing, and that will get us to the book to rewrite things.
That is if you can find the crossing and the apartment.
Okay.
Because as Angel said, it just appears briefly, randomly. No one knows why or where it'll show up.
Guys, maybe the USB would solve this.
Okay.
Is there a computer around here?
Do you have anything?
You want to give it a shot?
Probable. There used to be a bunch of stores in here.
Give me the rolls.
Nice.
So you're looking for a computer, what happens?
Bodrick kind of goes flitting around looking for a computer. Ends up finding one of those weirdly colored old Mac machines. But it still actually boots up after some very creative magic and holding on to the power supply. Oh, this is gonna suck! The computer boots up. Bodrate puts the USB in, and on the USB is a spell Jackie created called the Zero Day Protocol.
Oh, God.
I feel like she's canonically, like, in the actual timeline has made that.
What this could potentially do is reformat a tech pixie into Zero Day.
Oh no.
Never mind, she would not debate that. Not in real life. Is there anything else on there?
That's it. It's just a spell. It would have to be performed by a street magician.
Thank goodness we've got one of those.
Where? Oh, me, yes. Yes, me. I am a street magician.
I'm not sure if I want to be reformatted, though. That could suck. But
done right, you could be Zero Day.
I mean, whatever happens, whatever you become, it's got to be better than what you are now. So think of it that way.
That's fair.
There's nowhere to go but up.
rude. But moving on, you're in the warehouse. You have the spell, what are you going to do? And you have a goal, well, two goals.
I forgot the other part I wanted to say on that USB was potentially, as 0 day is, well, 0 day, he may be something that could anchor the crossing to the proper location again. However, turning it to 0 day will burn whatever pixie out in, well, twice as bright, half as long.
Yeah. Well, they're safe for now, but what are you going to do? Does anyone know where Valentine used to live?
Uh-oh.
Well, if he lived to where his office was, Valentine Investigations.
Are there any old phone books? Pretty sure Regina was still putting out phone books.
Yep, it's putting out phone books. Let's go to the front office of Sanctuary. But get a phone book.
Well, why don't we find one in here? There's a bunch of businesses. I'm sure they've got phone books.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, y'all are a bit of a ways away.
Yeah.
So, in that case, Cabinor, give me that 5d6 to see if you can find a phone book.
Oh, duh!
That's a one.
You succeeded.
Okay, so I go to the office and I pluck out a phone book, flip till I find Valentine Investigations. I don't see it, then I think for a moment, then I flipped earlier and see AAA Valentine Investigations. And there's the address. It's 2915 14th Avenue. I'm like, oh, that's the Mayfair Apartments in the cathedral area.
Perfect. We're on the other side of downtown from there.
So we just have to get there.
It'll be a fun ride.
I grab the USB from the computer and I follow along.
All right.
Okay, and if we undo this, I'm going to have a talk with Valentine about, like, changing his listing in the Yellow Pages. Because that's just stupid.
Yeah.
I feel like that was 0 day. Well, I guess since Angel, you're the one driving, give me that. That would be how many? 4d6.
Plus my hope.
Yes, plus the hope.
So 5.
Ugh. Which, roll that one separately so we can tell which one it is. Because if it's a 5, it can also succeed.
That's true. There you go. I succeed!
Yeah, you do succeed, but I get narrative control. Yeah. Unless you want to seize narrative control. Blows out a candle, but you get to make sure that you get there safely and unnoticed.
Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to get there safely and unnoticed.
That's worth it. So as another candle goes out, we are at 5. World is dark.
Truth is, Kaminar loves to insult Bodrate, but the truth is, he actually like really likes Bodrate and considers him like one of his best friends.
No,
but he would never admit it.
It's like Howard and Raj, except for they do admit it. But there's a lot of insulting there.
Bodrate secretly has a best friends forever T-shirt of Kaminar. And it is the only time he has spelt his name correctly.
And it's Kaminar.
And he still continues the palsy.
Like all a bunch of different spellings all on the back. The front is like the two faces, and then it's just like Bodrate and the end, like 12 different spellings, BFFs.
And at least if you were like, damn it.
Amazing.
Just all crossed out for the wrong spelling. And then ... So close. Alright, my truth is every time the neon crossing appears, the animals, cats, stray dogs, rats, that kind of stuff, tend to be drawn towards it for as short a time that it's appeared. So definitely something we can utilize.
Useful, useful. They want to find the book, but each of the three entities have different reasons.
Kaminar has his own reasons for wanting to get into the Neon Crossing.
You have been listening to Twist of Fate, a Graveyard Tapes side quest. You can find the game 10 Candles at calvarygames.com. This game was run and produced by Brianna Jean, with Aiden Morgan as Kaminar, Dustin Gray as Baudrate, and Caitlin Sennett as Angel.